Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Here's another special edition recorded live on our Facebook page, Country Doctor Nutrition Center, along with the Country Doctor Herbals Wholesale Practitioner page. Today's discussion recorded January 17th of this year, the importance of bowel health, bowel cleansing, and overall gut performance. This is one of those most important episodes, so thank you so much for tuning in, making us a part of your day, and we look forward to your feedback. Again, as a reminder, you can tune in with us every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, on our Facebook page, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, and the Country Doctor Herbals Practitioner page. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. We're going live on our Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page, as well as the Wholesale Cleanse and Nourish page. And forgive the sometimes the little sketchiness on the Wi-Fi. I don't know why that it tries to bop in and out every now and then. It just seems to be the nature of Wi-Fi, I guess. I'm not an IT genius, thank God. We'll do the very best we can in presenting the information that we've got for you today. Today is January 17th, and we're really going to dive into the importance of the purification and the detoxification of the intestinal tract. There's 26 foot of piping there. There is a tremendous, it's its own ecosystem, okay? Modern vocabulary refers to it as the microbiome, which, microbiome sounds like a real interesting way to put it, kind of technical, maybe a little bit difficult to understand at times, but just remember it's the environment of the intestinal tract, the large and small intestine. And I've got several references here that I'm going to be going through today to share with you and remind you of. All of the different resources that we use with clients on a regular basis to get them properly educated and positioned to thrive. So please, at any point, feel welcome to leave comments. It's just now 1 o'clock straight up. I started the videos just a little bit early to help people kind of have a chance to be notified, kind of migrate in and participate in today's Wellness Wednesday. And as always, please feel welcome to leave comments. If I don't get to them during the live portion today, then I'll certainly leave comments down the road. You know, Dr. Christopher, John Christopher, and now his son David and daughter-in-law Fawn run the School of Natural Healing in Orem, Utah. Actually, I think it's Springville, Utah. And the discussion, right, the importance of paying very close attention to bowel health and bowel purification, making certain that that tissue is as healthy as possible, is really discussed heavily in all the literature. In fact, I've got a letter I'm going to read quite a bit of information from today, and kind of go through a lot of the things associated that people don't really think about, and certainly the modern disease management model from a philosophical standpoint does not really look to or adhere to a lot of the things that I'm going to share with you today, and that's unfortunate. The importance of having really good bowel elimination, 2 to 3 bowel movements every day is critical, and we see clients that'll come in here who don't have a bowel movement but maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks. And nobody that they've spoken with in that medical establishment has really made this an important focus to get this balanced out, to get homeostasis throughout the GI tract and the gut. And so the resources and things that we're going to talk about today really focus in on that, really give you some insight into, you know, what a lot of places refer to as the, you know, kind of the mystery link in health and wellness, which has to do with a variety of different physical symptoms, neuromuscular symptoms, hormonal immune system, chronic immune system problems, eyes even, cognitive function, All of these things are greatly, greatly influenced by how well the bowel is taken care of. And so I want to read some things. This comes from a flyer that we put out. Actually, it's a reprint. We didn't come up with this. This was from many years ago. And the title is called Death Begins in the Colon. And it's an important discussion on the eliminatory toxicity. And it was presented before the Royal Society of Medicine in Great Britain. 57 different leading physicians in Great Britain, along with speakers, eminent surgeons, physicians, specialists, and a representation of several various branches of medicine presented this information. Poisons of the intestinal tract leading to toxemia. Let me tell you something. There's some names of things on here that I can't even pronounce, okay? I'm not a toxicologist, but it doesn't sound good. Cadaverin, neuron, colon, butyric acid, methylglandinine, again, tyramine. These things are just, it's you almost have to be a linguist, you know, to kind of pronounce some of these things. Of the 36, here's the important point. Of the 36 toxins mentioned, several are highly active, producing most profound effects, and in very small quantities, it causes eliminatory toxicity. Some or several of these poisons is constantly, where did I lose my place here? Bathing the cells in the body, setting up charges, which finally result in grave disease. And I love the word they use, charges, there, okay? And I want to touch on that for just a second. We are an organic unit that runs on electricity. There is an electrical charge in the human body that all cells run on to maintain homeostasis. And they're saying that the presence of these toxins obviously disrupt that balance, that vital charge necessary for cells to remain healthy, to detoxify properly on their own, and to bring in the necessary nutrition at the cellular level to maintain, in order to maintain a certain level of health. So symptoms and diseases due to these toxins. It should be understood that these findings are not mere theories, but are results of demonstrations and actual practice by eminent physicians. Of course, it is not claimed that eliminatory toxemia is the only cause of all the symptoms and diseases mentioned. However, although of many, it may be the sole or principal cause. It's interesting to note, could be the sole or principal cause. Some of them are due to other causes as well. In the following summary of various symptoms and disorders mentioned in the discussion in London, in which reference has been made above, are grouped and classified. Now, here's your classifications. Digestive organs, heart and blood vessels, the central nervous system, the eyes, muscles and joints, urinary and reproductive organs, and then basic general disorders and disturbances in nutrition. Okay, so this is important to look at. And I'm not going to go through all of this. There's a reprint of this, Death Begins in the Colon, in our book. If you don't have this, you need to get a copy and read it. If you have it, you need to read it again. Okay, page 60, chapter 8, goes through several of these. And the reprint of Death Begins in the Colon is on page 65. So you'll have an actual reprint of this discussion, all the different associated concerns health-wise that these doctors, these physicians, surgeons observed in their clinical practice with thousands and thousands of patients from around the world when they came together, this Royal Society on Medicine. So if you don't have this, get it. If you have it, read it and go through it. But just some of the disruptions created in this era. Hey, Tamara, I get to see you on Friday night. I look forward to it. We're going to be in Parsons, Nebraska. Hey, any of you that know people in the Parsons, Nebraska area, come down to Tamara's open house, Inside Out Health, there in Parsons, Nebraska. I just thought I'd get a little plug in there. We might have some folks in that area. We're going to be doing a big open house that night on Friday. And then we're going to do some demonstrations, a couple of different segmented demonstrations on Saturday, open to the public. I'd love to have you come and join us. Digestive organs, stomach, gastric ulcers, cancers of the stomach, adhesions, okay? You're absolutely welcome for the plug, you bet. Other conditions, catarrh of the intestines, foul gases and smelling stools, colitis, acute enteritis, appendicitis, acute and chronic adhesions, and kinks actually developing in the intestinal tract, inflammatory changes in the gallbladder, cancer of the gallbladder, degeneration of the liver. Let's see, this is under the digestive organs. Yeah, ulcers of the mouth and the pharynx area. All of these can be traced back to these heavy toxic loads that modern medicine has not accepted or looked at properly. And that's why it's the pill for the ill approach, rather than, you know, let's diffuse the symptom or cut something off of somebody, instead of going in and really looking at what is the root cause of this. And I can assure you, it always goes back to a toxic load. Heart and blood vessels, myocarditis, enlargement of the heart, blood pressure issues, dilation of the arteries. These are things that are a byproduct of these toxins. The nervous system, headache, chronic headaches. There's acute neuralgia pains in the legs, neuritis, twitching of the eyes and the muscles of the face, arms and legs. Irritability, disturbances of the nervous system, burning sensation in the face and hands, thyroid status. Isn't that interesting? You know, here in Wyoming, we live in what's referred to as the goiter belt. We live in a part of the world where thyroiditis, Hashimoto's, thyroid cancers are very, unfortunately, very common. And these all can be traced back to an overwhelming toxic load in the system that must be addressed. The eyes, degenerative changes in the eyes, inflammation of the lens, inflammation of optic nerve, hardening of the lens, iridditis, cataracts. What do we got? Muscles and joints. Muscles and joints, degeneration of the muscles. Muscles waste and become soft, and in advanced cases can even tear easily. I've always wondered why it is that you take an athlete who does a similar activity, similar diet, age, background. It can't lay it all off on genetics, okay? Of course, genetics plays a small role, about 10 to 30% of the overall performance in the body in one's lifetime. But what triggers, what activates these genetic weaknesses? It's the toxic load. It always goes back to the toxic load of the GI tract that has actually migrated, for lack of a better word, into all these other tissues, organs, muscles, bones. What do we got here? Rheumatic pains, simulating sciatica and lumbago, various muscle pains, rheumatism, arthritis, deformities, rickets, acute and chronic arthritis. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Urinary and reproductive organs. Show me somebody who's struggling with fertility issues, and we may find that it's simply because we have an overwhelmed system carrying at high levels a very toxic load, very toxic burden on the system. And I can show you, this goes on, and there's some other things I want to mention here. The fact that symptoms of poisoning resulting from constipation do not appear at once is no evidence that injury is not done. This is quoted by Dr. William Hunter in the course of the London discussion, remarked that the fact that chronic constipation might exist in certain individuals as an almost permanent condition without apparently causing ill health is due solely to the power and protective action of the liver. It is not any, it is not any evidence of the comparative harmlessness of constipation per se, but only an evidence that some individuals, not all, and this is where we find friends and family, well, he can eat whatever he wants, he never gets sick, right? We have those members of our family and friend circles who seem like they can just get away with it for extended periods of time. But Dr. Hunter basically explains why. But only the evidence of some individuals possess the cecum and the colon of an ox and the liver of a pig. They can seemingly get away with these things because other digestive organs and elimination organs of the body are stepping up and really helping reduce this toxic load, okay? So that the person is protected longer, but that doesn't mean that the damage is not being done. The colon is a sewage system, but the neglect and abuse, it becomes a cesspool. When it is clean and normal, we are well and happy. Let it stagnate and it will distill the poisons of decay, fermentation, and putrefaction into the blood, poisoning the brain and nervous system so that we become mentally depressed and irritable. It poisons the heart so we are weak and listless, poisons the lungs so that the breath is foul, poisons the digestive organs so that we are distressed and bloated, and poisons the blood so that the skin is sallow and unhealthy. In short, this is Dr. Hunter's summary. Every organ of the body is poisoned and we age prematurely, look and feel old, the unhealth and unhealthy. In short, every organ of the body, look and feel old. The joints are stiff and painful. Neuritis, dull eyes, and sluggish brain overtake us. The pleasure of living is gone. Those are just some of the things, and they're all connected. I really like what he said there. Every organ and system of the body is poisoned when we do not have proper bowel health, bowel elimination, and bowel purification. I've got some pictures of what some of these things look like when people do a proper bowel cleanse, okay? In our office, it's called ICF 1 and 2 with write-ups. Everybody should do one once a quarter. If you live in America and have participated in the standard American diet for any length of time, then I can assure you that your need for proper bowel cleansing is imminent. It's definitely a requirement. Here's some pictures. I'll show this one to this camera and this one over here. Maybe just something like that. These did not come out of cadavers. That one's upside down, sorry. These did not come out of the cadavers. This group right here came out of a 13-year-old girl, okay? Now, how do you get these false encasements, mucosal buildup, and false linings, even in some cases, evidence of diverticuli and polyps being removed, is with apopectin, pharmaceutical-grade charcoal, and bentonite clay produced in a proper slurry together with lots of hydration. And as that travels through the 26 foot of piping, it actually is able to pull out and remove certain things from the GI tract, these buildups that do not belong. A colonoscopy doesn't detect these things because everything looks shiny and wet, and they're looking right through a mucosal lining of buildup that is entrapped there. It's holding those toxins into the intestinal and the colon wall. Dr. John Christopher clinically proved this. VE Irons is another one. The letter VE and Irons, I-R-O-N-S. Look him up. Dr. Irons talked about the health of the life as the health of the colon. These things are commonplace. They can be removed safely and effectively. This didn't come out of cadavers, by the way. This came out of real living people. You can look into some of the work done by Dr. Bernard Jensen, The Chemistry of Man. This is my copy. It's rather torn up and haggard. Dr. Bernard Jensen, The Chemistry of Man, also talks about how critically important it is to maintain proper bowel health. It affects the eyes, the sinuses, the brain, hearing, cardiovascular, teeth quality, glands in the lymphatics, okay, muscle tone, right? Greatly affected by these things. Stamina, energy, mental clarity, IQ, EQ, our emotional stability, irritability. These are all things that can be traced back to a very high toxic load, and it's very easy and effective to remove this toxic load, to stop this burden and reverse those influences on the entire body and performance by doing a proper bowel cleanse on a regular basis. So if you have any questions on how to get a hold of that, you can just put comments in the comments section. Again, as a reminder, if you have this book, read it. If you don't get it and refer to chapter 8, where it talks about longevity and health in the colon. Show me anybody that's got chronic headaches that are non-resolving. They don't seem to respond to medications. And by the way, over-the-counter prescription drugs just add to the toxic load. That's all they do. They go in and chemically neuter, okay, the body's ability to tell you there's something wrong so that you get temporary relief and then additional toxicity, and it becomes this vicious cycle requiring, as most of you already know, more and more medication to try and alleviate the symptom rather than going after the toxic load and the malnutrition caused by these environmental toxins, food and air toxins that accumulate in the bowel, and we just aren't educated enough in this country to really understand. These are not things that we've developed. These are things that we've used clinically for over 22 years to help people really regain health from what seems to be a very hopeless situation at many times when they finally get here. And so it's of critical importance also to look at the calendar of cleanses, which we'll get some information on that as well, or just ask for it. We can get you a copy of the calendar of cleanses. But these are key areas. These are very simple and effective things that a person can do consistently in order to maintain and improve optimum health and avoid dysfunction in the future. When your body is cleansed and nourished, and we'll finish up with this for today, but when your body is cleansed and nourished, okay, properly, that is the best position to be in, the best, way better than pharmaceutical positioning. It's the best position to be in order to correct any certain condition that you might be dealing with and or prevent a future condition in your health and decay of health. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Next Wednesday, the 24th of January, we're going to go into some immune system discussions on cold and flu season, as it's referred to. But we're going to give you some additional, some different perspectives and resources that we know from a clinical perspective will give you great help in again correcting issues that you may currently have and or preventing future ill health. And that's the real name of the game. So thank you as always for tuning in for Country Doctor Nutritional Center and also the Cleanse and Nourish wholesale page. Just thank you guys for being there. Any questions, obviously just let us know. And we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, the 24th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for Total Wellness Wednesday. Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.